Good morning, MGTOW man. Yeah, this is hello, webcam, hello. Green dot of Satan. I just watched Terence, yoo-hoo. I just watched Terry's video on the on how, you know, a girl he'd gone to high school with, he'd ran into her quite a few years later, and, you know, she was a fucking really good looking woman or girl, you know, back then, and she turned into an absolute cunt who looked like an absolute bucket of shit, you know, later on in life. And yeah, what happened was I tripped out. Fire up, man. I tripped out and I had a memory, but I'd done a couple of short videos on getting some camera software running and all this sort of stuff. And what happened was, this is part true story and part an evolution of the remedy to fucking the shit that these people create, you know. Just a refinement in the fucking thinking and process. And, yeah, many years ago, there was a woman who worked in the railways. And, you know, part of this long distance sort of to everywhere, there's an interchange. And our paths used to cross, say, once every 6 weeks. And I kind of really liked her, just like, hi, how are you? It's really good to see you again. How you doing, you know? Fucking cheerful and enthusiastic. And so for 6 or 7 years, every month or two, our paths would, you know, she'd be there checking the tickets. Oh, yes, you've paid for a ticket from here to there, you know, fucking, you know. And I'd strike up a little bit of a conversation with her. You know, please, it's a lovely day. How are you doing? Oh, it's good, isn't it? Yeah, fuck right, you know. And one day, this nasty fucking bitch turned around and leveled, oh, he's sexually harassing me. You know. And fuck it, is this really? I'm tending to go with the, you know, RPM on this, you know, red pill married, that, you know, there's women who go out of their way to be such cunts, and when it backfires on them badly, no sympathy, you know. And anyway, you know, this is, you know, I don't have to cover for myself, you know. A, it's not a crime to chat up a fucking woman. And B, oh my God, you were doing what? You know, that fuck, don't buy into that shit, you know, don't buckle for the fucking crap, this crap. And anyway, I'll come back to that in a minute, right? And anyway, I'd since sort of changed means and methods of transport, and I hadn't seen her for about 6 or 7 years, and one day I was, you know, at the interchange, and I was just sitting on the front bench seats out the front, you know, and she comes waddling past, you know, and I give her the, and I just sort of, fuck, it is her, you know, oh, ooh, fuck. And she'd gained, she was an average height, nice looking, you know, and she had really wide hips, you know, naturally sort of wide hips. And what had happened is she'd gained a huge amount of weight, and so she went and looked a lot like the Michelin man, you know. She really did. And her face, you know, when old people, well, this is what happens, is when old people get constipated, you know, in old folks' home, they get when they get constipated, they need the nurse to sort of help dig the shit out. So they use assorted implements, you know, to get the shit out of their ass, you know. And I'm thinking, that's what her head looks like. It looks like an implement for extracting shit from people's asses, you know. She was so ugly. Ah! You know? And... And I had one thought. The looks on the outside finally match the nastiness on the inside. You know, the picture is homogeneous. It's congruent. She's as fucking... She is as ugly and as nasty on the outside as she is on the inside. It all matches. It's a cohesive sort of package of a vile fucking human being. And, you know, this is part of that sort of, you know, these psychos that, you know, oh, fuck, you know, I get that levelled against me. Not often, but these fucking women who are fucking dirtbags like to do that stuff. That's their, like, their hobby. Oh, he's sexually harassing me, you know. And I said, oh, how you doing? Lovely day, you know. What are you up to? You know, how you been? It's good, isn't it, you know. And, you know, oh, fuck, he's trying to fuck me, he is. Oh, you know. Yeah. Not after you've been fucking all your dogs. I've seen photos of you on the internet. Like, anyway, so this is the refined. The last piece is finally dropped in tonight, right? It's not what is constructed, it's how it's constructed, right? And the first bit is when some fucking white knight comes up championing the cause of the bitch who's the victim of your sexual harassment, what you do is you level this against him. You say, were you there? No, you wasn't, was you? So you didn't hear what was said, how it was said, who said what to whom, and the context within how it was said, you know, or the context in which it was said. And you haven't asked me for my side of the story. So therefore, you're a fucking know-nothing, you know, coming up to me. You're a fucking know-nothing coming up to me serving up this half-baked bullshit. How about you take your crap and fuck right off? You know? And, yeah. You know, because you have to. You have to level this fucking stuff at them. Because they weren't... You know, oh, fuck, accusation, oh, my God, she's a victim, oh, you're the fucking perpetrator, oh, my God, you know, and this is where I think, you know, I kind of, you know, if you lay a finger on them, you'll go to jail for a long time, you know, but it doesn't help, you know, I think, in some sense, a really fucking good beating helps them think about things with a higher degree of clarity. You know, if you get these stupid cunts who have shit for brains, they're in on all the dramas, and they don't think things through. They just come and, oh, the fucking accusation, you know what I mean? You know, it's absolute crap. So... But, yeah, a severe sort of beating pounds some sense, it might pound some sense into them. But, you know, you don't do it, you know. But you hand them their shit back. You do that. You confront them, you know. You weren't there, was you? No. Well, you didn't hear what was said, how it was said, the context within which it was said. And you haven't asked me for my side of the story, so fuck off. That's it. You know, that's it in a nutshell. Remember that last bit and rehearse it. You weren't there. You know, you weren't there, were you? So you didn't hear what was said, how it was said, or the context within which it was said. So you're just coming up to me and peddling this fucking bullshit, someone else's fucking crap in my face. And you haven't asked me for my side of the story. So you're just coming up to me and peddling someone else's fucking crap and trying to make it my problem. Fuck off. You know? So yeah, rehearse that, practice it, make it a fairly cohesive response and just hand it back to these fucking cunts. Don't buy it. Don't peddle it. Don't fucking take the knee for the fucking imbeciles, you know. Okay. Thanks, guys. Have a good night.